Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
I'm so sorry you have just reached my answering machine.
317-684-8444. That is the phone number. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, we do appreciate hearing from you. It's 1032. It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
One of the great mysteries of this show is that we have a super fan named Gert.
It is a mystery.
And we don't know a lot about Gert, but our audience has become pretty intrigued with Gert. There are people who think Gert is just a sassy old broad. I'm in that camp. Yeah. There are people that think Gert is a young person impersonating an old woman.
Yeah. We've got a conspiracy theory going on around Gert.
And Kevin has corresponded with Gert for years because she used to call in Home and Garden all the time, right?
Yeah, but this conspiracy is really freaking me out.
What do you think, Kevin?
I mean, I've always believed that Gert was, an elderly woman.
Yeah.
But now I've heard that it's a younger person impersonating, and it's really messing me up.
Okay, but I could get why she might do it with this show, because we've kind of egged it on, and let me be very clear, I don't care at this point. I have enough fun with whoever Gert is that I don't care whether she's a sassy old broad or a young person pretending to be a sassy old broad. I don't care.
Judge.
But why would you fake that on the Home and Garden show?
Yeah, that seems like that would take a lot of commitment to call in every Saturday.
Yeah.
Very good, Kevin. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's a big commitment.
But here's the thing with Gert. I don't care whether she's real, she's faking it. I can't get enough of it. And so we try to put Gert on. Whenever she calls, here's some more from Gert.
Hey, Rob, Casey, and Kevin. This is Gert. I have a couple of comments. First of all, Rob, I can barely talk this morning. Peanut is my dog. Kevin was absolutely correct on that. Good memory, Kev. Now, my comment, I just heard your list of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame potentials, whatever. I am the biggest, or close to it, Willie Nelson fan since the 60s. I loved him then, because he didn't give a damn about what people thought. Still doesn't. But it's incredible that he's even still alive, because he will be 90 in a couple of months. That why he's on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame potential list beats me. I love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
She's real. She's got to be real.
Yeah.
There's no way she's faking that.
No, she's not faking that.
There's no way.
I don't know how old Gert is, but she reminds me of talking to my mom.
Yeah.
So
we love Gert.
Yeah.
All right. As we talk,
do we want to address the Willie Nelson thing at all?
What about Willie Nelson?
Well, I mean, that's why she was calling.
Well,
to give her opinion about him.
You
being...
love Willie Nelson.
I do.
That's fine.
I like that redheaded stranger. Yeah. I like his music.
You're entitled to, what? And I know you had a, I don't know, intimate moment wouldn't be the right word, but you had a moment with Willie Nelson. And unlike Kevin, we're not going to blurt that out loud, what that moment might have been, because this is a family program and we promote good habits on this show.
Well, I've been thinking about this because we've been going back and forth about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. Willie Nelson, not rock and roll.
Right. Willie Nelson, not rock and roll. Last year it was Dolly Parton, right? So should they change their name to the Contemporary Music Hall of Fame? Because Hammer yesterday said maybe it should just be the Music Hall of Fame. Well, then you're going to get into, does Beethoven and Bach? I mean, how far back do you go?
Or here's an idea, Casey.
Yeah. Just keep it to rock and roll?
Just keep it to rock and roll, right? I don't know. That's just a novel concept. Okay. I know that's going to blow some.
Well, technically,
they're not doing that, though. So
if we're just going to keep it rock and roll, I mean, really, rock and roll is, a genre in the 50s, and that's been transformed.
There was great rock in the 60s. There was great rock in the 70s. But there was even some troubadours who kept rolling into the 80s, Kevin.
Is that called rock and roll, or is that, like psychedelic rock of the 60s?
I guess they're rock and roll.
I guess they're all kind of umbrella. It's like an umbrella of genres, I guess.
Here's, speaking of music, here's the hot take I had for Kevin this morning, is that any band that has an opening band mm-hmm. or requires an intermission mm-hmm. is not a band worth seeing.
Oh.
And I had this because the Springsteen tour mm-hmm. kicked off last night, and he went two hours and 45 minutes, mm-hmm. which is a little short for him, but he is 73 now, and I'm guessing maybe he was just practicing, and he'll be up over 3 hours
it's
pretty
the first
soon.
Night.
But if you need an intermission, that's like cheating, right? That's mm-hmm. like you're stretching it out. Oh, he played for, or they played for 2.5 hours, or they played for 2 hours. No, because the intermission is usually like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. That doesn't actually count. And if you're in such poor shape that you can't make it through without taking a break, I'm not parting. I don't really want to part with my money to see you.
Well, what if it's a costume change intermission? Because a lot of bands...
A costume change?
Yes, a lot of bands and artists will put on different outfits.
What do you mean a costume change?
Yeah, I'm not going to any shows with costume changes.
I mean, like Rod Stewart would change outfits, but the band was still playing as he would put the stuff on. Weird Al
right.
does the stuff, but the band keeps playing.
Quick release like, with snaps.
Yeah.
I feel like mm-hmm. costume changes are like what Beyonce does.
Yeah.
Or like artists like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to those shows.
You're not
going to
go... Have you ever seen a concert where the warm-up band eventually became bigger than the headliner?
No, but I know like back in the 70s and stuff, that was a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
Or even the early 60s or mid 60s, late 60s, where the headliner would eventually become bigger. Because mm-hmm. obviously at some point, everyone had to be the headliner.
Yeah.
But there's no one I would see anymore, Casey, that isn't already a super established person.
I saw Rat. One time
Who?
In concert. Rat. I saw Rat in concert.
That's the name of the band, Rat?
Yes, Rat. It's a rock band.
Of all the things you could have named your
band,
let's call ourselves Rat.
Well, Rat sounds better than Mouse.
Well, Poison opened up for them.
Uh-huh.
And I think the Poison eventually became bigger than Rat.
Hard to believe anybody yeah. became bigger than Rat. All right. Speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Kevin, we're going to move these around a little bit. We did get another call about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because we had pointed out how many of these people are not that are nominated. In fact, it seemed like the overwhelming number mm-hmm. of these people are not actually rock and roll people.
All right, Casey and Rob, I like listening to your show, but when it comes to music, you guys really, really need to do some research before you start talking about it. You were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today, and first and foremost, New Order is not a techno band, never has been. They are a subgenre before techno really took off. They're more of a dance band, but they're not techno, and they are a rock band, Rob, according to Wikipedia and other people, but they're more dance, and I understand why you don't think they should be in there, but New Order had a big impact in the 80s. You really should listen to them. I also understand Styx, Aria Speedwagon, Boston especially, and Foreigner. Yes, they all should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't argue that at all. I don't know why they keep putting in bands like Tribe Called Quest, which I'm familiar with, but they shouldn't be in there, and neither should Sheryl Crow and some of these other people. But if Eminem's in there, oh my goodness, anybody can get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because Eminem is not a artist in the way of music.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair that throwing the rappers in there is kind of a reach. But right. yeah, I think with New Order and Joy Division, I think they kind of had their roots in rock.
Okay.
Like, I could be wrong.
I could name one Blue Order song.
Blue Order, Blue Monday.
Blue Monday.
You're right. Which the presidents of the United States of America or whatever covered that too, mm-hmm. and I think had a moderate hit with that. Anything else?
About the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No, about New Order.
No.
That's our Hall of Fame standard? The average person cannot name more than one of their songs?
There's some big New Order fans out there. I mean,
there's also big fans of that group you went to see the other night, in which you were handing out stickers to men in the bathroom.
I think New Order had a big following overseas. I think on a world stage.
New Order is one of those bands where I know the songs, and oh yeah, that's New Order, but I can't name the titles of the songs. So
yeah, I think that's a fair description.
We got a call. Of course, we talked with Tony Kennett earlier in the program about his run-in with the angry red-shirted teachers. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, yesterday we had our buddy Ben Orr on, who's on the Hamilton Southeastern School Board, mm-hmm. and he was laying out to us how political the school board elections already are and how political the teachers' unions are and how radical left the teachers' unions are. So this idea of, there shouldn't be politics in the school board elections, somebody called about the teachers' unions.
Kendall and Casey, listening to Ben Orr here on the radio, he is 100% right. I would love to find out how many teachers in Indiana are actually in the teachers union. We keep talking about how big bad the red shirts are, keep marching in there. But I think you're going to find out that they're probably about the same 50 to 100 that walk down there and scream and holler and throw their fists in the air. Where I'm from in the Indiana, from a small school with only about 80 to 90 teachers, there are four in the union. The school to the east of us that has 90 teachers has one. So I don't know how big and bad these folks are, but they need we need to look in and see how what the percentage is.
Well, and this is what we talked about. When you show up, the look, the Republicans that run the state are brutally weak people. They have zero backbone. They only care about getting reelected. And the reason they do what the teachers union tells them to do is because the teachers union, it's why they wear the red shirts, right? Like, it's great. If you get 50 people in a room shouting at you and they're all wearing red shirts and being very aggressive, you got to have really big stones to think, to keep your calm and think logically through it and think, okay, this is all they could get, right? Like, 50 is the best you could do. But the perception goes, oh my gosh, there's all these people. And that's why when we don't show up, we being conservatives, when we don't show up, we get defeated. And so you have to start showing up. And whether it's showing up to the statehouse or writing or calling or whatever, you got to do your part. Voting is not enough because these Republicans are weak people.
Senate Bill 188 is what you're talking about. You want to let your legislator know if you are concerned about the, you know, the narrative that's going on in schools and school boards. You want to go yes with that.
Yeah. All right. One more. We got another call. This continues to be an ongoing theme. Call about property taxes.
You were talking about property taxes, and then you read the list of what they considered when they raised the property tax. One of them was construction cost. Now, what does construction cost have to do with somebody whose house is already built and they live in it? That's unbelievable that they even said that was on the list. I don't know. Anyway, love the show. Keep up the good work.
So we're going to have Rainwater on next hour because I think he, of all the people who have run for public office, has had the best of all the property tax plans. It's a viable plan. It would actually work. Mm-hmm. And he's very familiar with property taxes. Think about that, Casey. Mm-hmm. Somebody built a new home mm-hmm. near you, mm-hmm. but I'm not building a home. No, but someone built. They are looking for ways to screw you, right? And I'm not necessarily blaming the assessors because, as I told you, by somebody who I know the other day had that long conversation with the assessor's office, and they just straight up admitted to him, yeah, you're getting screwed, and this is a terrible system.
Yeah.
But it's the system we are obligated to act by. Mm-hmm. You know who sets the system they're obligated to act by? The Republicans mm-hmm. down the street from us, they know what the system is. The system is designed to screw you. The system is designed to find any way possible to suck as much of your money out of your wallet as possible and give it to Holcomb and the Republicans so they can spend $1 billion. Well, in this case, it goes to local governments so they can appease local governments. So that the Republicans can appease the school corporations, the angry red-shirted teachers, the other agents of local government who don't want to ever be challenged or get their fiscal house in order.
I don't understand why the property tax, it's like on a sliding scale. You buy the house one time,
yeah.
you pay the tax one time,
yeah.
or it's set. Isn't that the way it should be?
Well, of course.
Why is it changing from year to year?
Because they want to make it so that they can take the money whenever they want. It's why when they enacted the tax caps, that was a joke. It's not an actual cap when oftentimes unelected person can arbitrarily just go out to your house and go, yeah, your taxes just went up by $300.
Yeah. Your neighbor sold their house, so you got to pay more now.
And the Republicans make all the rules, and they don't care at all. All right, Hammer's next.
It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.